The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Hey, welcome back to the Star Power Hour, and happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Who is your Valentine's on this Thursday, February 14th? And we can hear Jenny Powers in the background. Jenny, you're not muted, you know, just so you know. You're on the radio show now. She's talking to her son. That's my
Valentine's
guest.
He's going to be my Valentine this year.
He is?
Oh, definitely. My husband's going to take the back seat, and George Matthew Kavanaugh is going to be my Valentine this year. My six-and-a-half-month-old.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I already sort of preempted what I was going to do, but our guest this week is Jenny Powers. You know, we're doing a show called Donnybrook off Broadway. It's a revival of a musical that was done in, you know, when was it, the 60s on Broadway, and has never been done really. I mean, maybe somewhere in the regions or regional theater, but it's never really been done. And we're doing it off Broadway at the Irish Repertory Theater. And Jenny is playing my leading lady, Mary Kate O'Danaher, and I'm playing Sean Enright. It's based on the movie The Quiet Man, which starred John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. But now, since, you know, you're not a surprise anymore because you were talking to your son during my intro.
I know. I'm so sorry, Jim. I can't help it.
No, I know. We talk about it all the time because I got the two girls and you got, you know.
I know. I know. We're really daddy and mommy.
I know. It's crazy. Jenny and I have known each other for quite a long time. Before both of us were married. Now we're both married. We have kids. We both have dogs. I know. And we talk about taking the dog out when it's snowing with a kid strapped to you.
Oh, and I just did that because I knew I was going to be on a radio show. I knew Ralph needed to go out and take a poop. Sorry. And I had a strap. I had to put George in the baby Bjorn. And I had Ralph. And, I mean, try, like, bending down with a baby on you to pick up the poop. It's impossible.
No, I've done it.
You have to have really strong legs. You do, like, basically your gym lunges when you're taking the dog out.
I've done it. Yeah, and you can't bend over forward. Like, you can't bend over at the waist because the kid, you know.
Right. You don't want the kid to end up in the poop.
No, absolutely. You know, I was walking down the street. I was going to the show the other day, and I'm walking up the street, and there's a woman walking to me, and her kid is, like, hanging off of her body. And she had a baby Bjorn on, right? And I'm going, now, you know, had I not been a parent, I would have you know, maybe looked at it and said, that's an odd sight that this child is, like, hanging off this woman's body. But what I realized is that there are two straps on the baby Bjorn, right? That little latches, and one of them was undone, and the kid was slipping out of the baby Bjorn.
Oh my gosh.
She was completely unaware. And so, and I don't know whether, you know, because the kid had, like, you know, the Christmas story, like, you know, like the big poofy jacket, and the mom was poofy because it was Christmas. You know, not Christmas, but it was cold. And maybe she couldn't help.
So they were cushioned in case anything did happen.
I'm like, lady, your kid is falling out of the thing. And she's like, oh my God.
I know. It's definitely, it's risky business, you know, taking the kid out with the dog or without the dog.
Has he crawled in the snow yet?
He hasn't crawled in the snow yet. But, I mean, we did have he has been out in the snow. I don't even think he's touched it, though. I mean, he's so little, Jim. He's 6.5 months. I'm like, your girls who are 4 and almost 2?
1.5, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look, my mom, here, like, I was 2 months old, threw me out with the wolves, and I made my way, Jenny Powers. I grew up with the wolves.
I believe that you're, like, big, strong Jim Barber, though.
Always. I was born very small, and I only grew 5 feet in 1 year when I was a wolf. Yeah, I yeah, when I went
lying.
With the wolves,
I
was
you.
Literally
tell me these
1 foot
all the time,
tall.
And because I'm somewhat naive, I believe them. That's how could that yeah. be? Five.
It's feet absolutely that, true. I was 1 foot 4 inches tall, and in the year that I was with the wolves, I grew 5 feet. It was miraculous. You know,
ridiculous.
They used to stretch me. They, you know,
oh,
I'm totally
ridiculous.
Kidding. Obviously,
wait, you, what was your birth weight?
My birth weight was 75 pounds. 75 pounds when I was born.
No. Okay.
No, I was 8 pounds 9 ounces.
Oh, I beat you. I was 9 pounds 2 ounces.
Really?
Yeah, I was a big old girl.
Yeah. Well, you know,
baby.
Look, you knocked the living daylights out of me in the show, which people have to come and see. You know,
yes.
you hit a broom, you throw
yes.
a,
so
a
I'm
bucket
I'm
at me.
I'm having a blast.
Yeah,
are
me
you?
Too. We're having a lot of fun. It's really great. Let me tell people who may not know who you are, because we have international listenership. I mean, voiceamerica.com has over 5 million listeners. I don't know if you know that. You are international. Now, you're going to be an international
oh my God,
celebrity.
We're talking
Jenny
about Powell. Dog poop and babies.
That's all I talk about on the show. I had Andy Fickman on. Andy Fickman directed the movie Parental Guidance. You don't
mm-hmm.
even know what he was talking about, dressing up as like a Shakespearean, you know, courtier and walking around. It was never mind. It was just crazy. But you
oh
know,
my God,
this is my show. All right, so let me just tell everybody out there. Jenny starred as Rizzo in the recent revival of Grease on Broadway. Meg in Little Women, and you know, a lot of people want to know about Dangerous Beauty, by the way, which we're going to talk about later.
Sure.
That basically written for you, if I'm not mistaken.
It was.
Oh, you did
it
the
was.
Glorious ones?
I did. I did the Glorious
I
ones.
I did
out
the
of
original
town.
Reading of that. It was me and Donna Murphy and Paul Sorvino. It was when I was doing Carousel. I did the original reading of that. The Glorious ones. That's Lynn and Steven, right? Lynn and Steven.
Yeah, Lynn and Steven. And yeah. Who were you? And it was Graziella. Danielle.
Yeah, and Grazi directed it. Yeah.
Who's
doing the choreography and the staging for Rebecca whenever we get that up and going? Rebecca.
Oh, wow.
There's
yeah,
so much scandal.
Well.
Maybe we should have called Rebecca Scandalous. And we would have.
So.
You know, it's still going, though. These guys are committed to making it go. There's a lot of people's livelihoods at stake and a lot of actors who need work. Yeah, but
oh,
it was Grazi.
Yeah,
Grazi.
It was. That was a great show. I did that out of town, and then Grease happened. So I actually chose to be the bad girl instead of the good girl in Glorious Ones.
Yeah, well, welcome to my life. That's all I play. With you know. But the bad boys that you want to take home to your mom eventually is, I think, how they word it.
Oh, I like that.
You know,
that's true.
You know, look, in Tale of Two Cities, now Jenny and I did. Jenny was my original Lucy in Tale of Two Cities. And then you went to do Danger of Beauty.
I did. I went to do the workshop production.
We've been on Broadway together, you know, in that show. But I get, you know, I cut my head off for the woman that I loved in that one. Didn't do me any good, though. I mean, I really didn't cut my head off. I mean, the character had his head cut off.
I know, but Lucy did love you, though. I mean, she was in love with you, but she loved you.
I know. She doesn't, like, love me. She's like, I love you. It's like one of those, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's you know what it is? It's the curse. When you're a guy in high school and you really have a crush on the girl and you think you're like, oh my gosh, I really love this girl. And then you find out, oh, she thinks you're cute. That is the curse.
I know. Oh, I used to do that. One of my girlfriends will never forget. She said, Jenny, so my boyfriend's best friend, he likes you. What do you think? And I said, oh, you know, I could hug him. I you know, I'd like to give him a big bear hug, but I don't want to kiss him. Similar, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I wasn't even getting any hugs, though. It was like, he's cute. He's tall.
Hug cute kids.
I'm huh? kidding with you. I'm not kidding with you, but I'm kidding with you. So, tell me about what we're going to do is we're going to come back in a couple minutes. We have like a couple minutes till our first break. It goes really fast, Jenny Pow Pow. By the way, the reason I call in Jenny Pow Pow, that's her Twitter name, Jenny P-O-W. W. Not she's not in a POW of the war. She's a pow pow. You're like pow
pow pow.
Power. So it's at Jenny Pow Pow is her Twitter handle. So follow her on Twitter, people.
Thank you. And that's because one of my dearest friends called me La Pow Pow. So
why does he call you La Pow? Oh, because
I have no idea. They nicknamed me La Pow Pow. So
it's
I ran
Powers.
With it.
Jenny Powers. There's some great lineage in that name, which we'll talk about as well, that a lot of people don't know about.
This is true.
You know, very true. Stephanie Powers. I'm joking.
No.
Big lineage. But what I want to do when we come back is I want to talk about that. So here's the teaser for the break, folks. You know, we're going to talk about Donnybrook, which, by the way, I just released a video today that part one of what is a Donnybrook. Have you seen that yet, Jenny?
I've seen clips of it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So it's very serious. I mean, our entire cast, nobody knows what a Donnybrook is. Very serious.
No one does.
No, we're coming back with more about Donnybrook. We're going to come back with your CD and tell everybody the title of your CD.
Gonna Make You Love Me.
No, I get that, but will you tell everybody the title of your CD?
Oh, come on.
I'm joking. With Matt Cavanaugh, you did it with your amazingly talented and GQ walk out of a magazine looking husband, who's awesome.
He's going to love you for that one.
What's that?
He's going to love you for that one. He hasn't been chilling his oats lately because he's a... Yeah.
He gave me a couple $100 to say that.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about JFK, believe it or not. How do you get from Broadway and Jenny Pow Pow to JFK? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to talk about JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. John Kennedy, the former president. And we're also going to talk about children, our kids,
yes.
Poop, some poop. And you know, more Jenny Pow Pow and what we've got going in the future. Because people want to hear about Dangerous Beauty as well.
Absolutely.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to come back with the first track we're going to come back with is A Sunday Kind of Love, which is the track. Oh, was that the boy?
This is George, yeah. Oh, you want to say hi?
Oh, yeah.
There he is. How do I know you're just not making that sound yourself? I mean, maybe you could be a ventriloquist.
Yeah. Hear him?
The entire world.
We all created harmony. I can't do that by myself.
Why? How do you know? I don't know that. We don't know. You could have. Maybe you have a whole group of people there making sounds.
Yeah. No, you know, I do have magic powers. I mean,
you do.
It's my last name.
Jenny Powers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to come back with that. We'll talk more about kids. We'll talk more about everything. I love it. He's singing. All right, so we're going to come right back after the break, guys. It's James Barber for the Star Power Hour here on VoiceAmerica.com, brought to you by 4talent.com, your arts and entertainment social network. We'll be right back with more Jenny Powers, JFK, and a whole bunch of other stuff. All right, we'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things, and together you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite twice every week, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety and on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Leadership is a vital skill set in today's competitive global economy. Being a leader is not enough. To succeed, you must optimize your performance and know how to imbue others in your organization with leadership skills. Practical, actionable leadership insights are the focus of Leadership Development News, hosted each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, by Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler on the Voice America Business Channel. Doctors Greenberg and Nadler, who coach global leaders on how to be most effective, will share their insights and contacts. The path to leadership excellence begins here.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to George. Welcome you back to the Star Power Hour here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Georgie.
George Kavanaugh. How are you, buddy? Hey, we just heard, what did you say, Jenny?
I was going to say, he's playing a tambourine for you. Can you hear it?
I can hear it. That's better than some musicians I've worked with. I'm telling you. Speaking of musicians, we just heard A Sunday Kind of Love from your album. Why'd you choose that song?
You know what? I love Etta James. And it was made, to me, it was made famous by Etta James. And I don't know, it really hit home with me. Matt and I got married on a Sunday. And it was our wedding song, actually. I think that year I just became obsessed with Etta James. And then when we decided to produce our own album, that was the one song I knew I definitely wanted to sing, but I wanted it to be my own rendition.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. Where did you guys get married?
We got married in Boston. So I'm from north of Boston, Andover, Massachusetts, where it's wicked awesome. And Matt is from Arkansas. And so all the Arkansans flew into Boston, and we got married at the World Trade Center by the seaport in Boston. And let me tell you, it was quite a scene with the Arkansans and the Bostonians.
I can imagine. Between my father's
thick accent and Donald Kavanaugh's thick accent, we thought we might need a UN translator.
Yeah, and probably some political mediators as well, I would imagine. I don't know.
Yes, Jim. Absolutely.
You know?
The Democrats and the Republicans. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Boston. Well, since we're talking about that, tell us the connection to JFK and the Powers Camp, because I don't know if a lot of people know that. And there's also something happening our opening night for Donnybrook, or the same day as our opening day. Is that correct?
Yes. So, Donnybrook, I mean, let me say that it has honestly felt like a homecoming for me in a lot of ways. I have very strong Irish roots, and I've never played an Irish role before. And my attention is split.
Your show, dealing with your child. I live that life.
And sitting in my meeting with the artistic director and the producer of The Irish Rep, we got talking about my Irish roots. This is when I first met these guys, before we even started rehearsals. And I was telling them that my grandfather, Dave Powers, was best friend, confidant, special assistant to President John F. Kennedy. His very first years in Congress to the assassination. He was actually in the car behind him in Dallas when he was assassinated. Him, my grandpa Dave, was the first curator of the JFK Library and co-authored Johnny, We Hardly Knew Ye, that book. And he was also given the honor, I think back in 1994, of Irishman of the Year. This year, in 2013, in the year of the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination, my family has decided to auction off a lot of my grandfather's estate. You know, this treasure trove of personal files and keepsakes, and a lot of which were gifts from the Kennedy family.
Wow,
and
that's pretty huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And what is so incredible about the whole thing is that the auction, this presidential auction of his estate takes place on February 17th, which is the opening night of Donnybrook at the Irish Rep.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the artistic director of the Irish Rep, Charlotte Moore, one day took me down to the lobby of our theater, and she pointed to this sign hanging in the lobby, and it's an artifact that was given to the theater by my grandfather. It comes from the JFK Library, and it's this little sign that says "Help Wanted," and then underneath it says "No Irish Need Apply."
Oh, I saw. I know where that is. It's right in the lobby.
Yeah, and it took my breath away because I truly feel like my grandpa Dave must have a hand in this whole adventure. you know, this whole Irish adventure that we're on, Jim Barber. So, yeah, it's a very special, it'll be a very special weekend for the Powers family. And some of the items that are being auctioned off, I mean, you know, rough drafts of speeches to by JFK, not my grandfather, but JFK speeches, letters, you know, from Jackie, Kennedy, birthday cards from John Jr. to their father, and a bomber jacket, JFK's bomber jacket that was actually given to my father, whose name is also Dave Powers, and he's auctioning that off.
And where's the auction going to be?
The auction is going to be up in Massachusetts. Let me show you. Let me tell you. Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
And is it going to benefit something, or are they being auctioned off for private collection?
Yeah, it's a private collection. It's right, and they've already made, I mean, hundreds of donations to the JFK Library.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there's 650 lots.
Wow.
Actually, over 650. Yeah.
I'd like to bid on something.
You should.
Yeah, I'm going to bid. Are there any shoelaces or anything? It's probably what I'm... shoelace.
You know what? I think there's a lighter.
Lighter.
I mean, all sorts of stuff. And I think
you
can order a catalog online. Underwear. I don't think underwear made the cut, Jim.
All right. I just, you know, I'm just trying to think of things that I could afford because, you know, it's JFK.
I know. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of people might want that underwear. That could go for hundreds of thousands.
You never know.
Well, for more than the bomber jacket.
Could have some Maryland connection.
I know, exactly.
I know, it's kind of crazy. It's pretty amazing, your lineage. I mean, it's just, you know, and that's the thing, too, is that, you know, people see performers and they say, oh, you know, that's what they do. And, you know, but there's a whole history to people that we oftentimes don't know, you know, just as people. And it's important to get to know people. And there's connections, obviously, with you, you know, Ireland, the Irish rep. It's a really wonderful connection, and it's a good connection.
It is, and it feels right. I feel, you know, in life, you find yourself in these experiences that just sometimes feel right, like you're on the right track, and I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. And a parish rep, we only do 7 shows a week. We have Mondays and Tuesdays off, which is so great when you're a mommy or a daddy, right?
Yeah, tell me about it.
So we can be with our kids.
I had to, you know, I drove to school this morning, you know.
I
had a meeting. You know, it's like you get that. And that's the thing. I remember Brian D'Arcy James was talking about it when he was doing Smash, is that for the first time when he was doing a television show, he had weekends off. You know, we don't have weekends off.
No, we don't.
Do the show. So it's a hard thing. And our nights are also booked because, you know, we're doing shows at night, so you can't put the kids to sleep. Listen, we're going to take another break real quick right here, and we're going to come back with more Jenny Powers and more tracks from her CD and more stuff about Donnybrook, more stuff about JFK, more stuff about stuff. So we'll be right back with Jenny Powers. This is James Barb on the Star Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
How do you feel about the future? Tune in each week for Visionary Leader Extraordinary Life with host Kate Ebner. You can be a great leader by learning from the inspiring stories of amazing visionaries who are shaping our future. Everyone deserves to create their own vision, and Kate and her guests will share the tools that you need to make it happen. Make a weekly visit to the Voice America Business Channel for Visionary Leader Extraordinary Life every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Be inspired. Become inspiring.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
How do you feel about the future? Tune in each week for Visionary Leader Extraordinary Life with host Kate Ebner. You can be a great leader by learning from the inspiring stories of amazing visionaries who are shaping our future. Everyone deserves to create their own vision, and Kate and her guests will share the tools that you need to make it happen. Make a weekly visit to the Voice America Business Channel for Visionary Leader Extraordinary Life every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Be inspired. Become inspiring.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Star Power Hour on VoiceAmerica.com. This is James Barber, and I have my very special guest, the amazing Jenny Powers, with me. We've been talking about everything from theater to kids to poop to JFK to marriages to Arkansas to Boston to days off, of which we hardly have any because we're in this theater, which is an anomaly. Although, as you were saying in the last segment, working at the Irish Rep, we have, you know, Mondays and Tuesdays off. We just sort of like a real person has 2 days off a week.
Yeah, we have more balance.
Yeah, because normally, you know, for those of you guys who don't know, Broadway shows are 8 shows a week. It's usually Tuesday night, 2 shows on Wednesday, Thursday night, Friday night, 2 shows on Saturdays, 1 on Sunday. And if you're doing, like when I was doing Beauty and the Beast with Disney show, we did 5 shows in 49 hours on the weekends. It's my, they were gone. We had Mondays off. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of nice to have a 2 day break, which this is our first 2 day break because we've been in rehearsal and performance up until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First week of previews.
Yeah. Hey, I want to play another track from your CD, and it's I Get Along Without You Very Well, Bent. Mm-hmm. Right. So tell us about that one of the tracks.
So that's a duet between me and my husband, Matt Cavanaugh. I love the song I Get Along Without You Very Well, which was composed by Hoagy Carmichael. And I, years ago, fell in love with Carly Simon's rendition of it. So it's very similar to that. And we decided to mash it up with, George, you want to talk? With Rob Thomas's Can You Help Me, I'm Bent, that Matchbox 20 made famous. And so it's a really cool arrangement. It rocks out a bit. Can you believe it? Jenny Powers and Matt rock out a bit.
I know, the Pow Kavanaugh clan.
Yeah, it's not.
Course, why wouldn't you rock
out? Hear the Broadway.
Yeah, no, look, that's the other misconception. You know, like, you know, I remember when I was, you know, coming up and singing, because I didn't even start as a singer. I started as, you know, I studied Shakespeare my whole, you know, acting life, Shakespeare and O'Neill, you know, contemporary classic theater
and
acting. And then I fell into music. But what oftentimes people get this concept that, they're a Broadway singer, so they can't do anything else, which is completely true. You know, especially in today's world when a lot of the music is crossing over. You have someone like Josh Groban, who is basically, quite frankly, he is a legit Broadway voice that is in the adult contemporary world. Why? Because the adult contemporary voices are legit powerful voices. You take Celine Dion, she can do whatever she wants to do, you know?
Absolutely.
And I bet you if you put like Christina Aguilera, who I think has undoubtedly one of the greatest voices in the pop world, I really do. You put her in, she could do Broadway, you know, and vice versa. I mean, I don't know that everybody could sing the way Christina does, but she can certainly come and do Broadway with some of the shows.
And you go back to like Anna Mariah Carey, wasn't she operatically trained?
Yeah.
I believe. And my husband just walked in, so you can watch George while I continue to talk.
Tell him we're about to play the duet.
Jim's about to play our duet. I Get Along Without You.
Bent. And tell him don't worry about the $200 for telling him he looks like a GQ model. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go play the song, and we'll be right back after this. So take a listen.
Get along without you very well. course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well.
Can you help me a bit? Oh,
very well.
Can you help me a bit? I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together.
I've forgotten you just like I should.
If I fall across the way,
of course I have.
And if I call your name,
shouldn't be so complicated.
Don't I still sound the same?
You do, and the thrill of being sheltered in your arms.
Keep breaking my skin. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me. This is how it will end with you and me, babe.
What a god.
Just hold me again. What a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid on the moon. What's in store? Should I call her?
Pretty fun, you know. When I listen to that tune with you guys, it not only is it great to hear you both sing, but it's also great to know that you guys are married together, you know, because
aww,
there can't be two sweeter people, you know, in this business. And and I truly mean that. I mean, you guys are, you know, I don't know Matt really very well, but you know, not like it, you know, I know I've known you a lot longer, but it's just great to have that. And you know, and you know, two parents singing, you know, it's kind of cool. It's kind of
cool. It is cool, Jim. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate you saying that.
Come on, of course. Hey, you know what? When I put you out there that you're going to be the guest this week, somebody wrote in and said, hey, what's happening with Dangerous Beauty? Which, you know, you were in and directed by our mutually amazing friend, Cheryl Kaller, who has the most stunning eyes of any human being on the planet. When she looks at you, she looks into your soul. So any insight on Dangerous Beauty?
It's a tough one. You know, I mean, for those of you who don't even know it, have never heard of Dangerous Beauty, it was based on a film by the same title. Gosh, that came out like 15 years ago, and starring Kathy McCormick and Rufus Sewell. Jacqueline Bisset was in it. Oliver Platt, and it was a fabulous story about a courtesan back in Venice, Italy, that rose to power during the Renaissance and then was condemned for witchcraft by the Inquisition. And but there's also,
it sounds like a show I should be doing.
I know, and actually, yeah, absolutely, Jim. I think about that often when we're on stage together.
I just meant in the style of the show.
but yeah, and of course, there's that the complicated love story that's woven throughout. Yeah. And Amanda McBroom and her writing partner, Michelle Browerman, they composed it. And Janine Dominy, who wrote the screenplay, was adapting it to be, you know, for the stage. And, yeah, we did. We had our big premiere at the Pasadena Playhouse in 2011. And it was an incredible experience for me. I got to play the Honest Courtesan, Veronica Franco, The Dangerous Beauty. And right. It was probably the most challenging, but also the most rewarding role I've ever played in my life.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever bled for something more.
Yeah. Well, I remember you talking about it because, you know, when Tale of Two Cities was moving forward, you know, it's sort of like Tale of Two Cities was for me. I mean, it wasn't written for me, but I mean, basically,
yeah.
It became
no,
about
it was.
And Dangerous Beauty was the same for you. And as a performer,
exactly.
It's like, you know, this became a vehicle for you because of you, you know?
Yeah, thank you. It did. It was the same thing. Absolutely, Jim. Yeah. That was your show. And I think I said that to you when I said I couldn't, you know, go to Broadway with Tale of Two Cities because of Dangerous Beauty. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, this is Tale of Two Cities is your show. This is my show.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, in this, you know, in the musical theater world, as you know, it takes a village to make a musical.
Yeah. Sure.
And, you know, it's for our writing team that is, you know, a bit green. This would be their first big Broadway show.
Yeah.
They need more help.
Yeah.
And so it's been put back into a holding pattern, which is frustrating for me. But
I get it.
As you know, I mean, I honestly thought that at the end of 2011, 2012 would be a huge Broadway moment for me,
yeah.
Dangerous Beauty, because the producers still want to move forward with it.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's take our final break here, and we're going to come back right after this and talk more about this. We'll be right back with more Star Power Hour with my guest, Jenny Powers. We'll be right back.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Now you can discover your true identity through connecting, healthy relationships. Make your contribution to the world that you live in. Tune into Love Yourself with host Dorothy Doctor, the self-love coach. Dorothy is a gifted listener as well as an empowerment expert. She can help you take those first steps toward moving forward in your life and the lives of others. Find your true, authentic self. Love Yourself with Dorothy Doctor is broadcast live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
When you make decisions, do you ever find yourself in doubt? Are you trying to figure out what's right with you? Are you ready to truly change your life? Listen for the Access Consciousness Radio Show with the founders of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer. Consciousness is all about including everything and judging nothing. Our program will help you break free from your personal limitations and enhance positive change in all areas of your life. Tune in to Access Consciousness Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, guys, you're back with Star Power with my guest, Jenny Powers. You know, we were talking about something very important in this last segment, and this is our final segment of my hour with Jenny, but I really want to address it. You know, we were talking about how, you know, Dangerous Beauty is in a holding pattern, you know, and a lot of shows see that fate. And, you know, and a lot of people out there, you know, may or may not understand that, like anything, this is a business. You know, it's not fluff and nonsense. People are in it for art, but they're also in it to make money. And it's sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow. But, you know, just this week, you know, I've been working on Rebecca, which has been up and down and up and down and up and down, filled with craziness. And, I got to tell you, you know, the actors and the technicians and even the producers themselves are really working to see this happen. And one of the actors that was in that show also happened to be in Pump Boys and Dinettes. That was it. Pump Boys that just went down as well. Is that what the show was?
Yes, you're right, Jeff.
And so, you know, that show was slated for Broadway, as was Diner this season, both of which went down because of people pulling money out. The Hal Prince retrospective last season went down because of lack of money. So it's a very, very tenacious and very tentative and very unbalanced industry. But so is every industry. When you watch the stock market, one day it's up in the air and one day it's down. Politics up in the air and then it's down. So I think, you know, the key thing for me to remember and echo me if you feel the same way, Jenny, is that, look, people don't set out to do bad stuff. They set out to create something and fulfill a dream, to fulfill a
whole story,
to create art. And actors who audition and get these things want them to be successful, because that's their life and their jobs. And, you know, no one wants something to go down. So, you know, my whole focus is, you know, stop with the banter, stop with the negativity. I get you may not like something, but, you know, people's livelihoods and their families, you know, we're really just out there just trying to do our jobs. Anyway, that's my little spiel on that. But, you got me thinking about it with Dangerous Beauty, because there's a lot of great stuff out there that you know, needs to be heard. And even if it's not ready yet.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It does.
Go.
No, I was going to say that with Dangerous Beauty, it's such a powerful, powerful story. And it's such an one that needs to be told, especially for women. It's I don't want to say it's a female empowerment piece, but in a way it is. It's for men too. My gosh, it's such a sexy, sexy piece. Yeah. It's very entertaining for men, but it's a story that I always have felt absolutely needs to be told. And every time we have told it on stage, it's had an incredible impact. Yeah. And with Dangerous Beauty, it really wasn't about there being a lack of money in our situation. It was really, unfortunately about, dare I say, egos, you know, creative egos, and people not wanting to forfeit veto power and,
The interesting thing is, though, is that's life. You know, no matter what business you're in, you have that. Even between actors, you have that. You know, like some of my best friends, we sit there and we're like, well, I'm going up for that role. I'm going up for that. You know, and that's the nature of life. And it's about letting go of that. And look, if a piece needs work, it needs work. So then, okay, let's go and work on it to make it better.
Right. And isn't that the most fun part? It's to collaborate. It's to absolutely, you know, give away your power and say, all right, let's bring on someone else to help me, you know, make this brilliant.
Right. Which we've been doing, by the way, in Donnybrook. I mean, not that, you know, Charlotte Moore, our director, has given up power, but she's very collaborative in that sense. And she's certainly put a great group of people together, you know, yourself, you know, Ted, Coach. I mean, it's just an amazing
it's
group.
An incredible cast, and I have to say, the music, you know, for once I find myself in a show where I'm not like belting my butt off. I mean, I get to sing, and you do too, Jim, and make these wonderfully rich and warm places in our voice, all that old Johnny Burke music.
And what people may not know is that there are songs in our version that were not in the Broadway version, so when they come to hear this show or see the show, they're going to be hearing music that is standard fare. It's you know, it's written by the same composer, but never been heard in the Broadway show, and they've never heard him before in Donnybrook. So we're going to have that extra special thing when people come and see it. So,
and I think you and I have a blast because, well, I especially do because my character spends the show trying to make a man out of you, Jim Barber.
Well, he was a man, and then he got a little soft when he came back to Ireland. Hey, let me do this, Jen, because we're actually finishing up, and I want to have your song go out at the end of track here. I just want to thank you for being on the show. I can't thank you enough.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, and I can't thank you enough for sharing the stage with me every night, and thank Matt for sharing giving the time and being daddy at home in all of his travels and craziness.
I know.
But thanks. We're going to go out with your tune, but I want to tell the folks, next week we're going to have Grant Cardone on as my guest. Do not miss this, guys, especially you guys who are artists, anybody who wants to accomplish something in the world. This guy will blow your socks off. Grant Cardone. Go Google him. We're going to have a blast. So thank you, Jenny Powers. We're going to leave our guest at the Star Power Hour here on VoiceAmerica.com, brought to you by 4Talent.com, your arts and entertainment social network, with a track from your CD called I Think We're Alone Now. So here we go with Jenny Powpow, Jenny Powers. I Think We're Alone. Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
Log in and tune in. We'll see you next week.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. Watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can.
Now.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.